Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Because Tinder
is AJ and Ashley's second date update.
This morning, Sean needs help from us. Sean, how you doing, man? Where are you from?
I'm good, guys. I'm from Claremont.
Tell us a little bit about your situation this morning. Who's not getting back to you after a date?
This girl named Courtney. I had known her for a little while. Kind of runs in the same group of friends that I do. You know, we got the talking, and then I finally decided to ask her out. We went to the Orlando City game together.
Oh, cool.
Had a great time.
Was it just you two?
Yep, just us two. We held hands briefly and had a brief kiss.
Okay.
And now here we are. It's a few weeks later, and I have not gotten any kind of response from her.
Okay.
And I don't get it because, like, I really like her, to be honest. Kind of bummed about that.
Well, hey, we're going to get her number from you. We'll try giving her a call.
Fantastic.
We'll grab back with Sean and the call to Courtney. Second date update coming up next.
I love my boots broken. I love my camo hat. Don't mind a little paint on my jeans. Yeah, I roll like that. I love driving my truck across a railroad track. If you hit it too quick, it'll hit you right back. I love a fresh cut feel with a first frost on. How it shines like gold when the sun turns on. I love the sound of them wheels, my baby singing along. Boys, the summer comes on. I love a small town world. I love a country girl. I love a Friday night. Man, I love this life. Sound of an old dirt road rolling through my mind. Man, I love, man, I love, man, I love this life. I love that county line bar where they all know my drink. The way she throws her hands up and that cover band. It was my whole world back in my innocent days. I love that little white church out on 109. It's where I hit my knees and I thank the Lord for this life of mine.
Talking to Sean this morning from Claremont, who went on a date with Courtney recently. You just told us, Sean, pretty much that you guys do run in the same circle of friends, but you never really went out with her or anything, and you finally asked her out and it happened.
Yes.
You also just got done telling us that you really, really liked her, so you're kind of bummed about her not getting back to you. So let's give her a call.
Okie doke.
Hang on, buddy.
Hello?
Hi, is this Courtney?
Yeah, this is her.
Good morning, Courtney. This is AJ and Ashley from K92.3. We're actually calling you on the show and in the studio this morning.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Hi, Courtney.
Hi.
Can we ask you a couple questions about your dating life?
Sure, I guess.
Well, Courtney, we're not too sure how familiar you are with our show, but AJ will explain what we're doing.
We wanted to ask you about a date that you went on with a guy named Sean. Did that happen?
Yeah.
We also wanted to ask you what you thought about Sean. He's not heard from you since that date, and he has basically asked for us to help him out this morning on Second Date Update, and that's why we're calling you.
Okay. Yeah, we went on a date. It was actually a blast. It was really, really fun.
Courtney, he says that you guys actually had known each other a little bit before.
Yeah.
What's the deal then? If you liked him and you had a good time?
I found out after our date. His ex-girlfriend, I actually know. We're not, like, best buds or anything, but, like, we are, like, acquaintances. And I don't know, girl code? Like, I feel like that's not something you can do is date a girl's ex-boyfriend.
Oh, wow. Wait. She's not a best friend?
No.
Can we talk about this girl code thing for a second? Why does that even matter if you guys are not really close? Wouldn't that cancel out the so-called girl code?
It's just, like, we're all in the same group. So, like, if we start dating, I don't want it to be, like...
I know what you're saying, but how often are you hanging out with this girl? Like, if you're not close.
I guess it's true.
Well, let's do something here, Courtney, and that is to actually have you talk to Sean here on the show this morning. How do you feel about that?
A little embarrassing.
Well, Courtney, Sean's listening, and he's actually off of hold right now. So, Sean, go ahead and say hello.
Hello, Courtney.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You're doing great, Sean. Keep it up.
Sorry to put you on the spot like this.
No, it's cool.
Okay, well, Sean, what do you have to say about this? Courtney apparently knows your ex-girlfriend, and that's what made her uncomfortable with dating you.
I get that to a little extent, but, you know, it's been well over a year since I've been dating Jessica, and I barely ever see her, and, you know, she's dated a bunch of guys in between, like, since we broke up, so, I mean, you know, not that that would bother me, since I do see her every once in a while.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it bothers you at all, even though you know every specific detail.
Yeah.
She dated John, Paul, George, no.
All the Beatles.
Well, I mean, she's not, you know, hanging around, like, you know, waiting to get back with me or anything like that, nor, I mean, you know, we had a clean break.
Courtney, do you feel better knowing that?
I do. A lot of information. It does help.
Sean, I'm whispering so that Courtney doesn't hear me. But I feel like you may have derailed it a little bit by talking too much about your ex, so tell her she's pretty or something.
Oh my gosh. Why don't you tell her what you just told us, how much you liked Courtney, because I think this can work.
And she's pretty.
Our date was, like, amazing. One of the best nights of my life. Never mind best dates of my life.
Ooh, that was a good one.
You know, I don't just hold anybody's hand on a first date. Mm. So, I mean, you know, please, give me another chance.
It was a really, really fun night. Yeah, I could do that. Mm-hmm.
I totally respect you for respecting girl code, but you barely know her. You know, if she's not one of your good friends, you can't help that.
It's true.
I'm very excited.
Well, hey, we'll get you guys taken care of, okay?
All right, awesome. Thank you, guys.
Those two were a cornucopia of personalities, weren't they?
It really is, but then it makes you wonder, you know, especially as a girl, like, how good of a friend do you have to be friends with somebody? Or, you know, like, how long do you have to know someone? What's the relationship with girl code to take place? Because I really only consider that for, like, my best friends. If I don't know the girl that well, then hey.
I think if there's no ring on it, it's fair game. 6 o'clock on Friday.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.